How do you see the offense working with him in the backfield?
I think it just adds another dimension to this offense. You know, we got between him, Darren Sproles, some of these young guys, you know, they all kind of feed off of each other, and they have, and they're good in their own right. And LeGarrette is such a big guy that's going to wear down defenses, really enable us to enforce our will upon them in the running game. And, you know, as an offensive lineman, you love doing that.
Lane Johnson has brought, you know, the blonde wig, the enthusiasm to camp the first these last couple days. How have you on the line taken that and what you see from Lane?
I think it's great. I think, you know, these days in training camp, obviously we're here to get work done and we're here to be serious. But at the same time, you need little moments like that, and little guys are taking things, showing their personality a little bit, having a little fun with it. I mean, that's why we all got started playing this sport. We all got started because we love doing it, and you love being around the guys. So sometimes it's fun when guys have a little fun out there.
What have you, Lane said he's coming to camp with a chip on his shoulder after what happened last year.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the offensive line maybe follows his lead and takes that chip going into the season?
Well, I think I know me personally, I feel that we could have been a much better offensive line last year, and we should have been, me included especially. And I think that Lane obviously feels that way because he was gone for 10 games. And he's a tremendous player. In my opinion, we have the two best tackles in the league. I wouldn't rather have any guys out there next to me. And, you know, I think that we all know if we get – our work done, if we do our jobs, this offense is going to function. It's going to be very good. So I think we all kind of have a little bit of a chip on the shoulder.
Jason, I know you don't have a whole new offense, but does it feel like you do with all these new parts here?
Not necessarily. I mean, you get to see little things on tape and whatnot, and you know, you get a new feel there. But when I'm out there, you know, I played next to Brandon before. I played with JP and Lane, and those are the guys, and Selleck and Ertz, and those are the guys I work the most with. Now I'm under my second year with Carson. So the other pieces I get to see more of on the grander scale, but I feel pretty comfortable with where I'm at with the guys I'm working with.
Lane said it's playoffs or bust. Even if you win 10 games and don't get there,
it's always playoff or bust. That's the way the NFL works. If you're not making the playoffs, you know, people are losing their jobs. People are getting, I mean, that's just the way this business is. And it's not a success unless you're winning football games. That's what this organization is accustomed to. That's what these fans are accustomed to. And that's the only thing that's acceptable in this city. So we've known that for a long time. And that's certainly our mindset is, you know, we're going in this thing to do something special. And I think we have the players, the coaches, and everything necessary to do that.